We're up to the Gemara, Daf Kuf Aleph, Omed Aleph, on the bottom, Rabbi Yochanan. So we'll just review very briefly. We had a Machloikas, Rav and Shmuel, starting Daf Kuf Omed Beis. Three lines from the bottom.
What are we up to?
Oysom B'nei Odom, Shekichu Beis HaKnesses, people that heard Kiddush and Shul. Omar Ravi Deyayin Lo Yotzu. That means, if you now heard HaGofen and Shul, and now you go home, there's a shinu makam, you have to make agofen again. You had a kiddush yotzu, but you yotz the kiddush. You don't need kiddush makam suda. We discussed yesterday the whole din of kiddush makam suda. Come to Rav, you don't need kiddush makam suda. Kiddush in one place, suda in a different place. Shmuel Omar, afi de kiddush lo yotzu. You're not yotzi de kiddush either. You had a yayin lo yotzu, you have to make agofen again. And shinu makam. And you had a kiddush, you're not yotzi either, because you need kiddush makam suda. Then the third cheetah, this was got up to yesterday, Dafkuf Aleph Amid Aleph, three lumps on the bottom. But Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Af Yedeyayin Nami Yotzu. The opposite. You Yotzi even Deyayin. That means, Shinu Mokum would not make it if there's no Hesach Hadas, you don't have to make another Hagofen. And Toysis said the Chiddush was, we had a Machloikas, Toysis, and the post came how you come out Lamaisa. Does it mean that you don't even have to drink in the place where you heard the Hagofen? And you go home and you can drink over there? Without a bracha? Or, no, rather you, as long as the Mevorech drank, not you, or you yourself have to drink, and then yide yayin, af yide yayin ami yotzu. But the Kuponim, Rabbi Yochanan Lashita is, af yide yayin ami yotzu. That shinu mokum over here would not be a problem. If you're not Mesiach Das, dom Rabbi Chanan Abaye, om Rabbi Podes, om Rabbi Yochanan, echot shinu yayin. So if you have a different wine, have a red wine, a white wine, one barrel to a different barrel, doesn't require another bracha. We talk a pasuk like that. Shinu yain, you don't need another bracha. You do need a hatoiv ametiv. It's a long discussion on the bottom. But shinu yain doesn't need another bracha. Agofen. Ve'echod dafkuf alpha mitbeis shinu makam ein tzrich tzorich levorech. And that's Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Shinu makam doesn't need to make another bracha
on the wine.
Now Tosis, Rashi, Radway, the Rashbam, Radway says you don't have to make another bracha on the wine by shinu makam l'chol dover hanechal. Anything that's eaten, Rashbam, Rashi's on the top, just says Ein Tzavach Shni Al Yain. But Rashbam says Echad Shni Mokum L'Chol Dov Hanechal Im Ochal Mimenu B'Mokum Zeh. So he says that you ate. That's like Tosfos Amar Aleph. That's he himself drank. Shoso. The Chois of Oichal Mokum Acher. Not just someone made the broch and he ate, but you yourself did. And now you continue in a different place. Ein Tzach Levorach Shniyo. You don't have to make a broch again. Obviously, you didn't have Heschadas. Heschadas requires another bracha. But we're not saying that Shinu Makam automatically is Heschadas. That's a Birchin Shita. And it's a Chlevach. Shinu Makam is not automatically Heschadas.
We don't pass like that, right? I don't think, right? We don't pass.
We'll see soon how we passkin exactly. But we passkin that if you go to another place, then you make another bracha. But let's see. If you have in Das, that's something else. If you have in Das, let's see. Like we pass. Meisvei, the Gemara is a kashana and refutes this din of Rabbi Yochanan. Zog the Gemara, Meisvei as follows. We pass in Kiddush Makam Suda. Like a Shmuel, for sure, we had been toasted before. Let's see the Gabri din of Shinu Makam. Zog the Gemara, Meisvei the following kasha. Shinu Makam, Tzorich Levorech. That's what we pass in. Shinu Makam, you have to be Bevorech. Zog the Rashbam, Kirav Ushmuel, the Ami de Yain lo Yotzu. They not yotzi yayin to make another bracha. Utiuf to the Rabbi Yochanan. It says black and white. Not like Rabbi Yochanan. Shinu makam tzorich levorech. Shinu yayin ain't tzorich levorech. That means if you have a different wine, you don't have to make a bracha. That we talk up, don't make another bracha. We make a toiv ametiv. If it wasn't on the table, all the conditions. But shinu yayin, you don't make another goffin suddenly. Tiuf to the Rabbi Yochanan. Tiuf to. So talk a tiuf to the Rabbi Yochanan. Zok di gemara. Yosef Rav Idi bar Avin kamed Rav Chizda. Yosef Rav Chizda v'komer mishmei Rav Huna. Ho da amrit shinu mokum tzoch levorech. That which you said, that shinu mokum needs to make a bracha. Meaning, like we pasken shinu mokum, like Rav and Shmuel tzoch levorech. Loi shonu, this is very dependent on the following condition. Loi shonu lemi bayis lebayis. Shinu mokum, that's me, I'm going from one seat to another seat. That's not called shinu mokum. Shinu mokum, that means you're going to a different home. Avol, what do you say?
For a different condition.
Correct? Avo mi mokum le mokum. But if you go, different kedeshim, correct? Avo mi mokum le mokum. And there's a gears over here that says, Avo mi pina le pina. We'll see in a second. But let's read the pishas, parts of our Gemara state. Al mimakom lemakom. But if you go from one room to another room in the same house, loy, that's not called a shinui makom. That requires another bracha. Now there is a girsa that has the Mesoras Hashas brings the Mashal says that such should say that loy shanu elam mibayis abayis that shinui makom tzoch levarch. Avol mipin lepina loy. But from one corner room to another corner room, that's not called shinui makom. That's called, like we had before, it's sad, that's for sure called kiddush makom suda. Now, the Ran differentiates, and he says, shinu makom legabe the din of brocha, and legabe the din of kriya suda. There's two sugyas. There's a sugya called, what's called kiddush makom suda. Kiddush makom suda, we said, Rav Shmuel made a brocha mi igra la'aga. That's in one house, from one room to another room, different floor. So when it comes to kriya suda, kiddush makom suda, there's a difference, Dr. Ran, between shinu makom for bracha and shinu makom to be considered kiddush makom suda. And the difference is, he says, that kriya suda is dafka in the makom in one place. You don't have your meal in two places. Where are you having your Shabbos meal? In the dining room. Mm-hmm. Your dining room doesn't mean the living room. Dining room means the dining room, very specific. So shinu makom, Dr. Ran, it's dafka in the place, in one place. So mele, there's a tzad, there's a gist that we said that even mipina lepina there's a problem of kiddush makom suda because it's called a shinu makom. Mash enkein, when it comes to a bracha, when it comes to drinking, so that's not meyuchadik a place. I don't drink only in this room. What do you mean drink? I can drink over here and I can move around and drink over a drink you can take along. I take my coffee to go. So pshat is, I'm not talking about a different house, but I'm talking about in the etzim pina lepina or even in the same house. Over there, it's not a meyuchadik a makom, so that pina lepina, so that would not be called shinu makom. That's how he explains the gears of pina lepina over here. That's not a problem, even though it was a gears on Amud Aleph that kiddush makom suda, it would be a problem. Zok di gemara, Omar le Rav Idi ba Avin, hocha tanina le b'masnisa. The way Rav Hinnik, this what you Rav Chizda just said. In the name of Rav Huna, that shinu makom needs a bracha is only mi bayis abayis, but not mi makom makom or not mi pina lepina. So Rav Yidi Ba'avin said that's a brayse. Hochta nina masnisen the ve'rav hinuk v'amlo masnis the ve'rav hinuk kavosech. So he says, if it's a brayse, then Rav Huna masnisen komashlon. Rav Chizda b'shem Rav Huna is coming to tell me a brayse. So Gemara Rav Huna masnisen lo shmielei. He did not know this brayse. Zok the Gemara. V'su Yosef Rav Chizda v'kom v'shvei den avshei. Rav Chizda said now, not in the name of Rav Huna, in the name of himself. Hoda amrit shinu makom tzoch levorech, another very important insight. The fact that shinu makom needs to make another bracha, is lo yamboron ele bedvorim shenen tunim bracha lachareyen, bim koimon. Shinu makom is called a shinu makom, and you need to make a bracha, again, is only by food items that do not require a bracha lachareyen bim koimon. For instance, if you have to make birchas hamazon, so you have to go back to the place where you washed and ate the bread. So you're still connected to that place. What's all about in shinu makom? The meal is over. What I ate was done. And now it's a new start of a new meal, a new food item. It's a new eating. It's a haschala chadosha. But if I'm connected because of the requirement of bracha achroina, so memela shinu makom would not require another bracha. And the Gemara explains. Things that do not need a bracha lachrayin. For instance, everything needs a bracha achrayna. You need a bar nefashas too. Yeah, yeah. But that's not a chosh of a bracha achrayna. Zok the Rashbam. This is Rashbam words, not mine. That's what Rashbam says. Alamichi is more choshev. Kegoin. Bedvom shen tunim bracha lachrayin bim koimon. Four lines from when it gets wide in the Rashbam. Kegoin. Mayim. Water. Does not require a bracha achrayin bim koimon. Oy peres shenen tunen brocha chshuvim from the atzmon, not from the zayin minim. Stam peres ela bar nefashas rabbis, meaning if it's zayin minim, that's more than bar nefashas rabbis. Anything more than bar nefashas rabbis, it could be mein shalish, it could be alamichya, it could be birchas hamazon. Those are brocha chshuvis. Mashenge the ones that don't require that only a bar nefashas hilkach ein tzach levach b'mkoymen achrein. Doctor Mishbam, you don't have to go back to the place and make the brocha. The Vadai came in the Omad. Once you stood up, holach, v'holach l'makamach, you went to another place. Amidosoi, zuigmar sudosoi. Getting up is the end. V'hachsu dachiti. And now it's a new meal. V'tzach levach tchila. They have to make a new bracha rishayna. Meaning something that is more than a bracha of bar nefashas. So it's not called a shinu makam. Because it's not over. You're connected to the place you still ate. You're very connected. You need to make a bichsa mozen. Or ala michya. Or main sholosh. There are shittas that hold, not like this Rashi, this Rashbam, that says anything more than bar nefashas. That goes, my minute says, only by pas. Not even chamesh min adogan, not even mezoinus. We pass can chamesh min adogan and mezoinus and bichsa mozen. But that goes, my minute says, only something like bichsa mozen makes you still connected. However, Zok the Gemara, let's see to explain the Gemara weiter. Avol, dvorim atunim broch lachreyen, bim koimon. However, food items that require broch lachreyen bim koimon, ain't tzorich levorech. My timer, that means even when you went now to a different place, you don't make another bracha rishoyne. You know why? Lekive kama hodar. You're going back to your original kriyas. Your original kriyas was never over. You don't make a bichsa mozen yet because you're still connected to there. So now you're back into kive kama, into the original meal.
Even in a different place.
Right? Zokt Rashbam. Avot dvorim atunim bracha lachem bim koimon. Kloimar. Bracha chashuva bifnei atzmoi. Like we said, Rashbam calls it a bracha chashuva. Tzrichin bim koimon, you have to go back to its place. Kigon shivas aminim, this will work achaz me'ein sholosh. Hoivu labir achen, volch lamakam achen, litzoit, al das, kviyus, orishoyno, holach levorech, brocha. Achaz l'shtein, I'm going with the intent to make one brocha now for both of them. That means, the kviyus of orishoyno, I'm going to make one brocha achaz l'shtein. That's going on the bracha achrayin. It's going on both places. You'll make another bracha v'shoyna. If someone ate v'shochach v'lebirch, they make a bracha achrayinu. Do you have to go back or not? By shivas aminim, you have to go back. The ikar kein birch samozan, like similar birch samozan, but it's a bracha chshuva. Bracha achrichta v'chishivusa v'ein sholois. Zok tashvam, l'kive kame kohodar. Kloimar. Al das suda rishoyne hu oichel achshov. I'm eating now with the intent of the original suda. L'sayim suda say. This is the gemar. Factor as bam kash vim toimar. We had on the top of the omer the tuft on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that shinu mokum ein tzoch levorich. Vim toimar amayu sinu Rabbi Yochanan mach breis the tuft. We had the kash on Rabbi Yochanan that shinu mokum he holds ein tzoch levorich, and here it says clearly tzoch levorich like Rav and Shmuel. We had a kash on Rabbi Yochanan. You can answer very simply. Toikel etrutze. Breisik Rav Chizda b'she'ene tunim brocha lachen bim koimon u'milser Rabbi Yochanan b'tunim brocha b'shetunin. We just differentiate between two types of food items. Those that are choshev and those that are not. So maybe it's not fair. The breisik that we asked a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan is going like whom? Is like Rav Chizda. Is dvarim that are not choshuvim b'she'ene tunim brocha lachen bim koimon. And that's why she didn't make him ein tzoch levorich. U'milser Rabbi Yochanan is talking about b'shetunin. Hilkach ein tzoch levorech. The opposite. The braisa that says that tzoch levorech is talking about the ein tunim brocha lachreyen bim koimon. So mele tzoch levorech because the meal was over. Like we are differentiating now. And Rabbi Yochanan that says that ein tzoch levorech is talking about the choshev items. So mele it's not a gemar. Hilkach ein tzoch levorech. Lekker de tzoch. You can't answer this. Why? The Rabbi Yochanan stomach come. Rabbi Yochanan says in any instance. Shinu makam ein tzoch levorech b'chol davar. Doesn't differentiate which food items. Okay. So I'll upon him that he holds ein tzoch levorech in any instance. So this statement of Rav Chizda is Mishmeid and Avshay that what? That this din of Shinu Mokim Tzoch Levorech is only by Dvorim Shein Tunim Brocha Lachreyen Bim Koimon. Those types of food items, then shinu mokum needs to be varech, but then it's a new aschola. Aval dvorim atunim brocha lachreyen. The things that need a brocha lachreyen bim koimon, like birchas hamozen or alamichyo, main sholosh shivas aminim, ein tzoch levorech. My time lekiva kamikah hodar. The Rav Sheshe zomar. Rav Sheshe does not differentiate. Rav Sheshe says, echod zeh veechod zeh, sai dvorim shetunim brocha lachreyen bim koimon. Besides, Dvorim she'ein tunim brocha lachreyim. Meaning, not shivas haminim, just mayim, like we said, or regular fruits. Dvorim she'ein tunim brocha lachreyim. Tzorich levorech. Meaning, you have to make a bracha. Shinu makam, we don't differentiate what kind of food item it is. Now, frag the Gemara kasha. Now, before we go weiter, in the etzem halacha now, shinu makam, which is the whole sugi in Kuf Ayin Ches in Shulchan Aruch. So, if someone says, if someone goes back after shinu makam, he goes back to his original place. So, what do you do now when you come back to your place? After you made a shinu makam required a bracha, and you went to another place. So if you made a shinu makam that requires another bracha, so first you got to make a bracha achroina on the original food item. It's not like we're saying now that it's the kivakama. If it's not the kivakama, call it that. If you're going to a different place, so you first have to make a bracha on the original item. And then a bracha will be showing on the new item because it's shinu makam. You can't forget about the bar nefashos. So first you make the bar nefashos, and then you make the new food item, a new shackle.
You make that the bar nefashos where you store it first?
No, let's say you left already. You left. So what do you do now? So Dr. Mechaber, Mechaber said you make a bracha achroina, bar nefashos, and now you make a new shackle, shinu makam. However, the Ramah over there argues, and he says, the main thing in shinu makam is that you need a new bracha rishoina. A bracha rishoina, you take a require because it's shinu makam. Masha enkein legabe de broch achroina. He says that you do not need another broch achroina. You don't have to make a broch achroina first. The reason you make a broch achroina is that you shouldn't forget. But be'etzem the ik is the broch rishoina. The shinu makam requires the broch rishoina. Broch achroina was only that you shouldn't forget about the broch achroina. But really, you can make the broch rishoina and then the broch achroina goes on both of them. That's what Amos says. Now, if a person has in mind, he's eating bread, I'm washing, and I'm making a hamotzi, in mind to eat my bread somewhere else too, l'chatchila, you're allowed to have in mind. That's not a kol shinu makam. That's behedya, I'm saying, that I'm having in mind to eat somewhere else.
Oh, you're allowed to eat it.
Then you're allowed to have, you have in mind, besides the bracha, to eat somewhere else, then you're allowed to have, that's not called shinu makam. That's called one kivakama. That's one place. L'chatchila. Now,
yeah, obviously, also, if you have in mind for a shackle to go one place to the other, it's also okay.
If you have in mind, then it's the kivakama. That's behedya. Kivakama. In mind always helps. Because that's the whole Vart Gemara differentiates that it's over when you get up, and by a bracha chashuv, it's not over. But if you have in mind, then your behedya is saying it's not over.
And that bracha chashuv of bar nefesh is also okay.
Yeah, if you have in mind, you have in mind. The stomach, the kamida of an ad bracha chashuv, nothing is pulling you back. So then that's called a new suda. But if you have in mind, that's the head you're saying, I'm not finished, I'm not over. So then you can.
The whole suga here is talking about that you didn't have in mind.
Correct. So now the Ramah says, again, that if a person has in mind, he can continue to eat the pas, if he had a das tchila. Now, obviously, lechat tchila, without having in mind, we're choshed that you're going to forget. So, without a das, it doesn't help. You can't. You have to finish a bracha chayna. The Aruch HaShulchan says, for instance, a person takes a cup of coffee. Zok the Aruch HaShulchan, what you're saying now, the derech of chamin is to take the coffee to go. I'm drinking it, ma'at over here and a ma'at over there. So mela, yitaka ni das mitchila, he says, that I'm going to have now, I'm going to go now between different rooms and drink this coffee. But that would taka help. Now, the Chayei Odom says a chiddush that if you can still, similar like we had yesterday by Kirish Magam Suda, or we have by Minyan, the Gabi the Din of Asara, if you could see the place that you came from, so that's not called a Shinu Makam. Just like by Kriya Suda, who are then the Gabi the Din, Bracha Shinu Makam, seeing the place, a chiddush that it's not considered a Shinu Makam. Now, another chiddush we find in the Poskim, the Marktia says that if someone goes for a second outside, someone's by the door, I left my home. That's not called a shinu makam. Someone that goes for a secunda, he goes outside to see who's by the door, that's not called a shinu makam, and it's not choizu mevorech. Let's see the Gemara weiter. Zok the Gemara. So we have a machloikas.
Oh, he's not here anymore.
So we have a machloikas, Rav Chizda and Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said, in the middle of the Omet, Echot zevet echot zet zoch levorech. Saiv zbrochem. Hatunim bracha b'mkoyman, say dvarim that not tunim bracha shuv b'mkoyman. Both of them tzorich levorich. Fek ma'akasha meisvi now. B'nei chabura shoy mesubin lishtois. They were sitting to drink. V'okru raglein lotzitzil kas chosanay lekas kalo. They picked themselves up. Okuraglein to go to Chosin Kala. Akira Mashma. They went up to do this mitzvah to get up. They had to get up. Dr. Rashbam. Oh, see the Gemara soon. 1 second. Let's see the Gemara first. So Okuraglein Likas Chosin Likas Kala. So again, fact of Akasha Meisvei Vinei Chabur Hashayim Sumin Lishes Okuraglein Lotzid Likas Chosin Likas Kala. Kishen Yoitzin when they leave. Ain't tunim bracha lemafreya. They do not have to make a bracha achrona. That means the mafreya. Ukshem choizrin when they come back from the chosin kala. Ain't tunim bracha lechatchila. They don't have to make a bracha lishoyin again. What's this referring to? Zoktim al ba'medva amurim only in a very specific case. Sheinichu shom zokin echoyla. Practically speaking, a zokin is not running to go likas chosin kala. He can't. He's in a wheelchair. So sheinichu shom zokin echoyla. Then they don't have to make another bracha lishoyin. Neither a bracha achrona when they left. Ava lo yinichu shom lo zokin lechoyla. But if they not leave behind someone. Anyone, but practically speaking, it's usually a zakim chayla. Im loy nichol sham zakim loy chayla. Kshen yoytzin when they leave, hold your horses before you leave. You first have to make a bracha chayna. Tunim bracha lemafreya. Kshen choydzin when they come back, tunim bracha lechatchila. What does it say over here? Midekatoni okurak leyan. From the fact that we're talking about okurak leyan, michlal. What are we talking about? B'devorim atunim bracha lachen b'mkoymen askinon. We're talking about chosh for food items. Why? Because Oku, the Rashbam explains 3 lines from the bottom. Da'kiras mashma dimishu mehirus chosam mekala in nekorin. I'm rushing. I have to leave because of chosam mekala. Avalim loyken, but not for this mitzvah that's in front of me now. Adayin oyitzrichin lamed v'levorach bracha hashen. I'm in the middle of my meal still. I still have to have a bracha lachrein. So we're talking about things that require more than bracha nefoshes. Because I'm Oku. Oku means I'm stuck. I got to run. But I'm really still required to make a bracha achrona. So michlal b'dvorim atunim bracha lachen makom askinon. And the only reason why you don't need a bracha lachrein is why v'tayim adin nichshem zokin echoyla. Only because they left someone behind. D'kishehen yoitzin entunim bracha lemafreya. U'kishen choyzrin entunim bracha lechatchila. Ava lo yinichshem zokin echoyla. But if they did not leave someone behind, kishen yoitzin tunim bracha lemafreya. They have to first make a bracha achreina. U'kishen choyzrin tunim bracha lechatchila. So kashel Rav Chisda. Here it's a clear black and white kashel Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, b'dvorim atunim bracha lachrein. Bim Koimon. There's no din of Shinu Makom because he's still connected to that place. It's pulling me back. Here we see clearly the only reason, we see like of Sheshes, the only reason why it's pulling, why you don't have to make is because you left someone behind. But if you did not leave someone behind, you would have to make another bracha achrayna before you leave and a new bracha rishayna. So it's a kashan of Chizna. It's mashma like of Sheshes. Echad zev, echad zev, tzach levarch. We don't differentiate between dvorim atunim, bracha lachrein, bim Koimon or not. Because you have to make, only reason you don't is because you left someone behind. So it's a kashan of Chizna. And to the Gemara, Omer Rav Nachman, by Yitzchok, Davkuv Beis Omer Aleph, Man Tana Akiros. Who is the Tana of this Braisa that says Akiros? Akiros we touched up as Dvorim Atunim Brocha Lachem Bim Koimon. I'm getting. I'm oik myself, even though I need. I'm being oik myself, even though I require a brocha. Man Tana Akiros, Reb Yehuda. This is Reb Yehuda Shita that Akiros require a brocha. Now the Tanya. So we're saying now it's machlokes chachomim and Rabbi Yehuda. So you can't ask me cash from this brisa. This brisa according to chachomim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, I mean. But the chachomim argue and the chachomim say that they do not require a bracha by dvorim atunim bracha lachrein like Rav Chisda. Like we see in this brisa, the machlokes chachomim and Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya chaverim shoyim misumin va'okurag leihem chaverim meaning talmid chachomim. We're sitting together and having a meal va'okurag leihem and they had to get up. Why? Leilich lebeis hakneset lebeis hamedrash. Since we're talking about chaverim, they're jumping up to do what? To learn. To daven, kshen yoytzin ain't tunim bracha lemafreya. Don't have to make a bracha achrona. Ukshen choydim when they come back ain't tunim bracha lechatchila. They don't have to make a bracha rishona. Omer Rav Yehuda, what are we talking about? Bamed dvorim amurim bezman shenichu shom miktsas chaverim. They left someone behind. Aval lo yenichu shom miktsas chaverim kshen yoytzin when they leave tunim bracha lemafreya. They have to make a bracha achrona first. Ukshen choydim tunim bracha lechatchila. So we see Rav Yehuda's shita is that akira requires another bracha unless you left someone behind. But if you did not leave someone behind, that you don't need another bracha, only we left someone behind. But if you did not leave someone behind, you do require another bracha. How do we know Chacham argue? Zok the Rashbam, man ton akiras, man ton alach b'raisa, ton yafkar v'dvorim tzunim bracha chen, b'koyim yitzoch levorach Rab Yudi. Chaverim shoyim mesubin, so the Rashbam says, Om Ravir b'med v'amamurim, michlal d'rabon ha-pligi. If it says bameh, bameh means the baplukta. Bameh michlad rabbanu pligi alei bereisha. The avkav lo nichu shom mikzat chaverim. Chom hold even if you don't leave someone behind. Ain't Zach Levoich, Rav Chizda, like Rav Chizda, Loilam Rav Chizda, like Chachomim. Dom Rabbi Yochel and Be'erim and Ferek Chaloin. Komokam Shom Rabbi Yudah Bameh, Lachlik. When he says Bameh, it means he's coming to argue on Chachomim, on someone else. When he says Eimosai, it's Lefarish to Chachomim Bo. And since over here it says Bameh Dvorim Amurim, so he's arguing on Chachomim. And Chachomim Tak Olak Rav Chizda, that Ein Chanami, Dvorim Atunim Brocha, Lachreim Bim Koimon, Ain't Zach Levoich, and there's not a Kashan of Chizda, because Chachomim, Rav Chizda like Chachomim, and you can't ask a Kashan of Yudah that argues on Chachomim. We'll stop over here. El Taima, we'll continue tomorrow.